When airstrikes began in Afghanistan, the Northern Alliance believed it could piggyback on the American operations in the air to take back territory from the Taliban on the ground. But the opposition forces have been unable to exploit Taliban weaknesses as effectively as they had hoped, and those troops are growing restless. NPR's Ivan Watson has been traveling with members of the Northern Alliance. He says initial reaction to the American campaign has been mostly positive.
The soldiers, the fighters here are happy that their enemies and the Taliban are being attacked from the sky because the alliance has no air force really to speak of, a few old helicopters. But there are some rumblings of criticism. The alliance say they want weapons. They haven't really received any. One field commander I spoke with told me that, well, why aren't the Americans attacking where we think they should be attacking? They've been calling for several days now, for more than a week, for the United States to attack Taliban troops in the frontline trenches, and that just hasn't been happening.
So what has the Northern Alliance actually been doing?
There's been a lot of talk about preparation, but in fact, over the past 2 weeks, there's been very little fighting to speak of, skirmishes, really. The alliance promised to launch a major ground assault in conjunction with the first U.S. airstrikes. They said this would happen in a matter of days. Now, there's been a shift. One field commander says it could be months before he tries to launch some kind of attack on the Taliban. For the most part, we just haven't seen much movement at all from the Northern Alliance. They've been along front lines that have been static pretty much for the past year.
You've been talking with soldiers and rebel commanders of the Northern Alliance. What do they think about the U.S. ground troops in southern Afghanistan this week?
Well, the alliance commanders are happy to have American airstrikes, and they'll ask for U.S. weapons and support, but the presence of actual ground troops is a pretty contentious issue. A key theme in the rhetoric is that the alliance is fighting against a foreign army, that the Taliban was created and supported, and that there are many, many fighters from Pakistan. Before the Taliban swept to power, many of the alliance fighters were Mujahideen. They spent a decade trying to fight to get the Soviets out of Afghanistan. So for many of these people, the presence of another foreign army on the ground is simply unacceptable. And in fact, one soldier I spoke with several days ago told me, keep on bombing the Taliban, but if American troops come here, I'll start shooting at American soldiers.
Ivan, there's been some fighting around the city of Mazar-e-Sharif, which is up in the northwest corner of the country. How significant is that?
This is the one front that seems to have had some real fighting, and the commanders there have promised to take Mazar-e-Sharif very soon, except for the fact that in the last week, the Taliban has put up some fierce resistance, several counterattacks that pushed alliance front lines back several miles. There was another attack this morning, actually. An interesting development, though, is that there are reports from several Northern Alliance commanders that a U.S. military delegation landed on alliance territory around Mazar-e-Sharif on Wednesday, and that they're still there. This hasn't been confirmed by outside sources. For the Americans, Mazar-e-Sharif is a strategic city. It's within an hour's drive of an ally. Uzbekistan has more than 1,000 American troops right now on the ground. And Mazar-e-Sharif also has an airstrip, and some military analysts say it would make a logical base of operations. So it's important to keep a close eye on developments around this city.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Faizabad, Afghanistan. Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Lisa.